The following tape program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio.
This is science.
No, it's not
humans.
Science for humans
with
yet.
With Dr. Jeff.
You know what? Today's going to be an easy day because I'm just producing a radio show. No video today. And I even washed my hair. But what are you going to do? We're going to be talking about food fraud. We're talking about fake food in restaurants with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Gallini, in just a moment for Science for Humans. Then later in the show, we're going to be talking about a nutrient that could actually not only protect you from developing, but even reverse cirrhosis of the liver and prevent liver cancer in those who develop things like non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. We're talking about related to obesity. This is a big deal because obese people do have lots and lots of liver problems. And there's a nutrient out there that you can buy in a lot of places and use to protect. This research shows it. So we're going to talk about that later, but without further delay.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Gallini.
Hey, Dr. J, how you doing?
Good, Carl. How about you, man?
Wonderful.
Sorry we couldn't
wonderful.
Get that video going.
Oh, next week. Next week we're going to have Dr. J on with video, and it'll be a fun show, I promise you. So anyway, I noticed something about you.
These
restaurants really do poke the bear for you, don't they? I mean, you've been talking to me off the air and on the air now about the things that you see in the restaurant environment, haven't you?
You know, it has been, you know, and the more that I read and the more that I see, it's terrible, you know. And I think one of the things that really bugs me the most is FDA. I mean, why does a dietary supplement fall under different regulations in food? I mean, it's all about things going in our mouth.
Right.
And I think that's what really, really starts the whole bear poking thing, you know, that they have no regulations in the food industry. They're supposed to have some, but they really don't, you know?
Well, the regulations provide, at best, a slap on the hand. It's very, very rare that you see what happened to the American Peanut Company. Oh, no, I take that back. To the egg, there was a regional or national egg supplier where the father, who's now in his, like, 70s, went to jail because they were playing games with eggs, selling eggs that weren't fresh as fresh. That's the first time I've ever heard the FDA put anybody in the food industry in jail for doing something dishonest to the public.
But that's a rarity, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, even the peanut recalls and all these issues, I mean, it's just common. Okay, recall it, you know, people are getting sick. But, I mean, I'm noticing more and more when I eat out at a restaurant, man, it affects me, you know. I mean, the food goes right through you, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And something isn't quite right. I was, nothing against Subway, it just happened to be a Subway the other day. But I noticed last summer, I went in and they had the glass down. If you ever go into Subway, they actually have glass that goes down and covers up the vegetables and meats and things. And they had it down, and every time somebody ordered, they were lifting it up. Well, I knew what happened, so I said to the guy, I said, "Oh, you guys got in trouble, huh?" He's like, "Yeah, you know, Board of Health came in and, you know, found flies in our stuff, and we have to keep glass down." Well, that lasted about 3 weeks. Because my daughter likes that, so I take her in there quite often. And I was watching this past weekend them breaking out their little thermometers, and they weren't even really checking the temperature the way they should have been. And really, the guy was just fudging the data, saying it was within specs. Anyhow, that doesn't have to do with fake food, but it has to do with non-regulated.
Yeah, the mishandling of food, right? That's part of the deal, right? So let's talk about fake food. This is shocking to me. Talk about this DNA test and what it revealed.
So we know about DNA testing. You know, it surfaced last year in the dietary supplement industry when, you know, GNC and all those guys, this outside group, started testing products using DNA testing. So they developed this, you know, for the agricultural industry so that you could take something out of the field or a seed and, you know, you can DNA test it and know if it is the real deal. They have a DNA blueprint for that. Now they are able to do this for fish and, you know, any type of seafood. You know, again, if you want to know if lobster is lobster, you run a DNA test on it. So that's what this Inside Edition did, is they went out and they started to go to restaurants throughout the country using DNA testing, and they just happened to start with lobster because, you know, lobster is very expensive.
Man.
Now, we're not talking about, you know, you go in, you see a lobster, and they come out, and you got a tail. You know, that's obviously lobster.
Right.
You can't fake that. It's when when you buy something like these lobster bisques or these seafood,
or you know what's really popular now? And those of you who frequent upscale restaurants know that a lot of upscale restaurants started serving macaroni and cheese with lobster chunks in it.
Yeah,
right?
Or ravioli or wraps. I mean, there's so many things.
Right.
But 35%... were cheating. They weren't lobster. It was such things as, like, you know, imitation lobster or, you know, pollock. Things that have a similar texture, you know.
Right.
And I'm going, all right, this is like our industry. You know, a company gets caught with adulteration. These restaurants are going, oh, well, you know, we're just buying from our supplier. And, you know, they're washing their hands like, oh, well, we didn't know. I mean, come on, you don't know the difference between lobster and pollock when you're cooking with it? I mean, raw, there's got to be a difference, you know
right.
what I mean?
Right, and whiting as well, you said, and these are
both white fish. Whiting isn't, yeah, they're just two white fishes that are a little on the stringy side, and, you know, but it's just, and, you know, one of the big ones I think I read was red lobster that was, like, the biggest offense.
The whole time you're talking, that's who I'm thinking of. You know why? Because people who go to Red Lobster because they feel like they're getting authentic, high-quality fish at a reasonable price in a fun, family-ready atmosphere.
Yeah.
And the reality is when they do a lot of these dishes where you don't actually see the lobster tail, you know what I mean? They do a lot of these dishes that have lobster in this and lobster in that. And we're talking about if 35% of this stuff on their menu, let's use this. I know that's not what they said. But let's say that if 35% of the stuff on their menu is lobster related, and that is not lobster tail, but it's, you know, a lobster bisque, and they're using fake lobster, we're talking about millions and millions of dollars nationwide, millions and millions and millions of dollars of fraud.
$50 billion is what they're calculating annually. Actually, here it is. It was the Inside Edition report. Red Lobster's bisque and Nathan's Famous Lobster Salad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of funny. They go, they're both missing a crucial ingredient, lobster. And this was in the Tampa Bay Times report. And again, you know, it's like, and of course, you know, they go try to interview these people and nothing.
Yeah.
And I'll bet it's still fake lobster in there. I'll bet they have not changed because they don't have to.
You know, and I'm not a big fan of lobster, to be honest with you. I have the occasional lobster tail. I like fish, but I'm not a big fan of lobster, so I'm not getting ripped off that much. But
no,
the reality
either.
Is that they're using pollock and whiting. They're using, let's put it this way, they're using cheaper cuts of fish whenever they can. I mean, salmon is one that you can't really cheat on, but all the other white fish you can cheat on.
Well, and there was an expensive fish that's a white fish that I can't remember the name of it, and I saw they were swapping it out with tilapia.
Yeah.
You know, which you know, farm raised is cheap. I mean,
right.
I think it was like grouper. I remember when I was in England, That was the big expensive fish. I mean, it was like they brought it out to the table, and I think it was, my goodness, like 250 pounds, which would have been like $500 for a whole fish.
And that's how they serve it, right? They serve it head on, tail on, boom. They just drop it in front of you.
Yeah. Now, you know, when, and that's the cool thing about England is every restaurant I ever went into, when you ordered trout or, you know, not salmon, mostly they had, you know, trouts and groupers and things, they brought the whole fish out. So yeah, you could tell that was the fish, you know?
Yeah. So you're taking a chance on fish. If you're not getting the entire fish and you can tell that this is a fillet,
yep,
and you can identify it, if you're buying processed, you know, not necessarily processed, but prepared meals that claim to have certain high quality, expensive sources of fish in there, be prepared to be eating something cheaper and wasting money. But there was another one that, so those of you out there who are saying, well, I don't eat fish, there's another one that you discovered. This one really,
yeah,
when I read this, that you sent this to me, I thought to myself, this makes a lot of sense.
The whole
beef thing, talk about that.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. The Kobe beef is probably the biggest scam. And I went to some place and they had Kobe beef on the menu, and I'm thinking, why is it only $29? Something ain't right here. Kobe
right.
beef is hundreds of dollars. Well, apparently there's only like two or three registered Kobe beef places that sell this beef. These guys are just selling regular beef and calling it Kobe beef.
I mean,
the Kobe, the real Kobe comes from Japan. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but these little ladies go out and they feed beer to the cows. They play music. They're in, like, I mean, a suite. They're not in a stanky barns. They pet them and rub them and massage them.
Well, here's something interesting. Up in Washington State, there is a farmer raising this Kobe. What's the other? Wagyu, W-A-G-U, Wagyu beef. There's a farmer up there. On and this is for those of you who really want to buy. If you want to buy grass-fed, organic Wagyu or Kobe beef, we have a sponsor. Jeff, you got to check them out. VitalChoice.com is known for their salmon, but they have grass-pastured Kobe beef from Washington State.
Oh, wow. So maybe that is the thing is, you know, it isn't the type of cow. It's the whole thing that goes behind it. So,
yes,
again, you know, these restaurants are representing that, you know, it's the Japan stuff. I mean, so, again, you know, when you go out there, I think I saw something like a hamburger is like $200 or some ridiculous amount.
Right. And you know what else I hate about you? And I'll tell you something else that makes Kobe beef a little scammy, right? So I went to a restaurant one night and I ordered a Kobe beef New York steak. It's a restaurant here in Louisville. It's an upper end restaurant. And I expected to get what looked like a New York strip steak. Instead, what I got was, they said, a New York strip steak, but it was already cut up for me. It was cut into slices for me.
What?
And I said to Elisa, I don't feel good about this experience. I don't want to come back here anymore. I said, because they charged me $105 for this New York strip that was supposed to be Kobe beef. But I couldn't tell if it was a New York strip or they had a big old hunk of meat back there that they were just cutting up into strips and saying, well, this can't. And I really got, and I've never been back to that restaurant because I feel like I got, and when the waiter came out, I even said to him, I haven't had anybody cut my food up since my mom did it when I was a kid. Like, why did you guys cut this? Oh, well, they prepare the steak and then they slice it and then they throw it back on the grill. I was like, what? I wanted a Kobe beef New York strip steak. I wanted to see the New York strip steak. And I let him know that I was, and the chef even came out and apologized. I said, I've never had anybody cut my steak up for me. I told him I said, I don't even know if that was a New York strip.
Yeah, you know, that is always suspicious. I mean, you know, and I think the fancier the restaurant sometimes, you know, I'm like you. I want to see the steak. I know what a New York looks like. I know what a T-bone. Couple weeks ago, and it was just a mistake, but this gal, it was actually at Outback Steak. You know, they actually got a good porterhouse in there, and the gal brings me this porterhouse out, and I go, honey, that's pork. No, it's not. That's beef. I go, I know the difference between a pork porterhouse and a beef. I asked for beef. She goes, no, it's beef. I said, no, it's not. I had to get the manager, and he looked at it. He goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry." I said, "No, I mean, you know, I don't want pork, and I know what a pork, it doesn't look like beef."
Right, because they have a pork porterhouse.
They
that's
do.
What she
you
brought
know, it,
you. That's what she brought you.
It's a much more, it's fatter, and it's not as long, and it's white, you know?
Yeah, it's the other white meat. I'm ashamed about what I'm going to say right now, but my cousin had a pizzeria out in Floral Park, Long Island, and he used to sell veal cutlet Parmesan heroes, and he used to buy pork, and he had a butcher come up and used to cut the pork up in the back and pound it out into cutlets, and the people didn't know the difference between the pork and the veal cutlet. Once it's breaded and fried and covered with tomato sauce and mozzarella and in a loaf of bread, you can't tell the difference. I used to say to him, "John, how can you do that?" He goes, "Yeah, it's still good food." He goes, they can't. He says, if I gave them real veal, they wouldn't be able to afford a veal cutlet sandwich. So that was his logic.
You know, it was the same way. There was a juice bar down on Venice Beach that used to buy protein from me, old Tutti Frutti. And I remember going in there one day, and he was scooping stuff, and I looked, and he had my protein can, and I was like, "Tony, what are you doing? That ain't protein, man." He goes, "Oh, I put sugar in there. It's all the same. They don't know the difference once
oh
I mix
my
the
God.
Protein stuff in there." And he was charging him for protein, and, you know, he'd buy a little protein once in a while, but he had my can with sugar in it.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Isn't that terrible?
Yes, yes. You don't mess with people's food. That's my feelings about that. Look,
how do you...
Good, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, but how do you know when you go to these gyms and you buy a drink and you're not really watching what they're putting in it?
You don't. Yeah. This is why, whenever possible, you have to choose to do business with people that you know are honest and do the right thing. And that's becoming increasingly harder and harder. In fact, when we come back, I want to tell you about a show that we're doing Thursday, and then I want to talk more about what are the solutions to this type of problem. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cre-Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. Later in the show, we're going to talk about a nutrient that could protect the obese population from developing cirrhosis of the liver and even liver cancer, which is a problem for them. Right now, we're talking with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. We've been talking about food fraud in restaurants. It happens constantly. I just want to mention one thing real quick, and then I want to get your summary on what we could do differently. Do you happen to know Sean Wells?
I don't think I know personally.
Okay, so Sean used to be over at Dymatize. He's known as one of the world's greatest supplement formulator. He's come up with so many different unique compounds in his career. He's coming on the show tomorrow to drop a bomb. And it's actually something you and I have discussed in private. And he took the info and ran with it and has discovered something that he believes is going to be larger than protein spiking. And he's one of the guys who dropped the protein spiking bomb in 2011.
Really?
Yeah, this Thursday. And all I can tell you, Jeff, is you and I don't have to worry about it because you sourced your protein from sources that you know personally. You know what I'm saying? It's a different,
yeah,
it's a totally different story.
Well, yeah, yeah, definitely listen to that one.
So what do we do, Jeff? We can't stop going to restaurants, right? Because we have to be social. What do we do?
You know what? I really thought about that. You know, what do you do? I mean, you say go to reputable restaurants. But is it the restaurants that are deceiving, or is it the food brokers? Because most of them buy from the same food broker.
Yeah.
For me personally, I think, again, you know, higher quality restaurants where maybe they're locally owned. Like when you come out here and I take you to get beef, you know that's a piece of meat.
Yeah.
You know, you can
yeah.
tell that it's a sirloin or a New York.
Right.
I think, again, you got to ask them, you know, do you cut the meat up? You
right.
know,
right.
Don't load my steak with gravy or butter,
or any of that, or any of that. Sometimes they put so much seasoning on it to both tenderize it and make it taste better. And then the other thing
yeah.
is they marinate steaks. Like if you buy those, you know, people think they're getting a good steak when they buy an Omaha steak. First of
oh,
all,
my goodness,
it's in a solution in that plastic bag that they seal it up in.
I got that one time because I got this letter, and the guy, it was such a clever letter, you know, from the owner, and this is why I can do this, because I own the company, try it, $9.99, and I thought, you know what I got to lose for $9.99? They sent me, you know, steaks and chicken. It was the worst stuff I ever had.
It's
I
all marinated. It's all saturated in, yeah. in tenderizers and flavorizers. It's just disgusting. It's not even meat.
But, yeah, but I guess getting back to, you know, what are the safest things to do is order things closer to the source. I mean, if you yeah. really like lobster, order lobster tail. Don't order lobster ravioli or lobster bisque because it probably may not be that. Now, if you don't really care and you like the taste, you know, it's not going to hurt you. You know, again, I don't think somebody could tell the difference if they put lobster in their ravioli or if they put whitefish. So I guess if you enjoy the experience, I guess that's really what counts. But I don't know, brother. I mean, you know, there's just so much of it going on. And even, you know, they're supposed to cook with olive oil, and, you know, it could be sapphire or some other cheap oil, soybean oil. I mean, it's just crazy.
You know, it's funny. Back when I was a kid, my mother used to buy langostino, and she would use it like lobster.
Yeah.
And this was when langostino was actually not a popular fish. It wasn't. Today, they sell langostino like it's lobster. Oh, come in and have langostino fest. It's like langostino used to be below shrimp in, like, when you were buying that kind of fish. You didn't buy langostino. It was like they were like fake lobster. You didn't buy that except if you wanted to use it like lobster and save money. Now I bet you they do it a lot. I bet you a lot of foods out there have langostino and not even lobster in it. Because in small pieces, it looks like it could have been from lobster tail.
Well, and I've seen places that say langostino lobster.
Yeah, now they're calling it langostino. I know, right? It's like, no. It's not a lobster. It's langostino. It's different.
you just got to be careful and realize that, you know, if you go to a sushi bar and you get a California roll, it's going to be fake crab. I mean, that's what a California roll is, you know. So you just have to, I think, do a little more education and do like me. I mean, you know, cook your food at home and, you know, find restaurants and order the things that you know it would be hard for somebody to swap something out on, you know, something fake. I mean, you can't go wrong with beef unless they try to give you pork or they like your where they cut it up or they bury it in something.
Yeah, you don't even know what
you know, and that's another thing. You know, if you ever seen the grocery stores where they have a section and they have meat and they put seasoning and stuff on it, and it's usually a little less expensive, that's because that meat has come close to their expiration date and it has discolored. So they're going to bread it, they're going to season it, they're going to put a bunch of stuff on there and sell it as something else. So whenever that happens to me, that's not fresh. You know, you should be able to cook a steak with a little bit of salt and pepper, and, man, there you go.
Hey, what's going on? Anything exciting going on with Supplement Santa or anything exciting going on in the upcoming season?
Yeah, a couple things, man. You know, I just about to release my first book in a series called Dr. Jeff's Health Series. They're little 50-page books. The first one is The Truth About Your Testosterone, all about really how to increase testosterone naturally and things not to do. Supplement Santa will be back on May 17th. Last month's winner won a year's supply of Carbolin, a year's supply of Crealcolin, along with some cash and a bunch of other things. So you want to keep an eye out for those monthly Facebook Lives. Other than that, man, just going crazy here at All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports. So
yeah, and the weather is getting nice now. And do you go camping anymore, Dr. J?
You know, I will. In June is my only camp trip. You know, where I go up with my my church kids group, and I am the dean. You know, discipline for the boys, and then I also do all the music. So you know, I'll sing and do the guitar.
Play
and,
your
you know,
guitars.
You've got some collection of
guitars, don't you?
I do. You know, I don't usually post them like a lot of guys do, but, yeah, I've got about 13 of them. I have quite the guitar collection. That's probably, I wouldn't call it a hobby because I play them all.
Right.
You know, I don't buy them to sit them there. Every one I have, I do play, some more than others, you know. Yeah. But, no, I haven't got out as much camping and stuff. I guess I'm just always so busy that I don't do as much of it as I probably would like.
Yeah, because you're right there. I mean, people travel to Montana just to go hiking and camping, and then you're right there. Like you could get in the car and probably drive an hour and be someplace beautiful like God's country.
Oh my goodness! I walk out my back door, I'm in farmlands, but 30 minutes you're in the mountains down in Red Lodge, and we'll do that. You know, we'll go up for a night in camp, and it's cool just to kind of get away.
You know what's really funny? I had this idea, and I know it's probably a lame idea, but we should do something where a bunch of listeners, you know, obviously on their own nickel, we all go to Montana and we go camping for a weekend.
That would be cool, man.
Wouldn't that be
cool?
We'll
get some real steaks. That would be fun, man.
Yeah. I like
we'll
that.
We'll call it the Carl and Jeff getaway, man.
Yeah, Carl and Jeff's Carl and Jeff's crazy adventure.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, man. Next week, we will have you on video. That's a promise.
We'll have that working. Perfect. All right.
All right. We'll talk to you later. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Donald Jump about a nutrient that you need to know about, or you need to tell someone you know about it if they're obese. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So, numerous times we talked on this show about obesity and some of the changes that affect the liver specifically. My next guest is Dr. Donald Jump. How you doing, Dr. Jump?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Welcome to the show. And you just published a new study, or your group just published a new study, looking at a specific nutrient that actually could be beneficial, maybe preventing the development of some of these hepatic changes that happen in the obese. So why don't we talk about this first? Maybe the audience isn't aware of the relevance and the prevalence of liver issues in obese people. So why don't we talk about that first?
Okay. Well, first of all, we're going to be talking about non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. This is a disease of excess calorie consumption, mainly as fat and simple sugar. This is a disease that's associated with the obese and type 2 diabetic population. This is a big issue in the U.S., Western societies, but it's also becoming a global issue. And so we can have this disease as a simple fatty liver that's benign, but it can progress to a more serious disease called non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. And that's where the liver becomes inflamed, and then we have tissue damage, and then we have fibrosis. And fibrosis is a wound healing mechanism, but it can get carried away and then go into cirrhosis, which is a risk factor for primary hepatocellular cancer. So the incidence of NAFLD, or benign steatosis, essentially parallels the obesity population in various societies. About 3 to 5% of the general population develop NASH. About 10% to 30% of the NASH patients develop cirrhosis. And about 2 to 4% of the NASH patients go on to develop hepatic cancer. So our studies basically have focused on using a preclinical model to try to understand the disease process, as well as to figure out if a particular nutrient could prevent or slow the progression of the disease.
Okay, so the nutrient that you looked at in particular was a one of the fractions of omega-3 fatty acids called DHEA. Why did you look at that? What research had preceded this that made this an unanswered question?
Well, there are a couple of things. Let's just go back to the clinical data. There have been clinical trials using omega-3s as a way of stopping the disease in both children and adults. And the studies that have been done in children are probably the most encouraging, and they've almost always used DHA in terms of preventing progression of disease. There are some that have been carried out with less complex omega-3s, more complex oils like fish oil or seal oil, but DHA is the one that I really want to focus on. Moving over to human clinical studies, the literature is fairly mixed on this. There is evidence of no effect of certain omega-3s, and there is evidence of effect of certain omega-3s. And so it's a little bit more controversial in the adult population for reasons that may be due to design of the study or the use of the type of omega-3. But my lab has worked on the impact of dietary fatty acids on liver function for about 30 years. So we have a pretty good idea of what these things do. And we know that what they will do is particularly the very long chain omega-3 fatty acids like DHA, they will decrease the synthesis of fat in the liver. They will increase triglyceride breakdown. Now, what that is, the bulk of the fat that accumulates in the liver is as a triglyceride. So you break it down, and it can be degraded or sent off outside the liver. It also has an anti-inflammatory effect. There's a lot of literature on that. And A recent study from our laboratory showed that DHA in particular is antifibrotic. Mm-hmm. So you sort of line that up, and it looks like, wow, you've got the perfect nutrient to take care of the key problems associated with this disease, the steatosis or the fattiness, the inflammation, and the fibrosis.
Well, and I'm going to throw another one in there that you didn't mention.
Yeah.
So we did a show last year about the development of cirrhosis of the liver, and domino one, according to this particular research, may in fact be changes in the microbiome of the gut, but more importantly, some rogue microbes that break loose after overpopulating, break loose and infiltrate the liver. And this is what leads to cirrhosis of the liver. Did you see that research last year? I don't know if you, if you're aware.
We haven't seen that, but what you're referring to, at least in part, is a common problem associated with the obese population.
Yes.
Is that there's an endotoxinemia.
Yes.
And the endotoxin basically is referring to a specific lipopolysaccharide associated with gram-negative bacteria.
Right.
And it's real common, and we see it in our mouse model. And we measured it. It's one, in one of our previous studies. It's published in PLOS One in 2013. And the Western diet, or the diet that we use, does a wonderful job of increasing the blood levels of this stuff, and it promotes systemic inflammation.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
And wait, it gets better. So while omega-3 fats are not good donors to produce butyrate per se, they absolutely increase the population of butyrate producing microbes in the gut. So they are, to the microbes, like fertilizer, the good microbes that we want in our gut. They, while they are not good donors for the development of butyrate and then to ketones, they make more of those microbes available in the gut. So that's yet another benefit of your research, the preferential changes in the gut microbe that support a healthy liver.
Yes, and I will tell you that we have not focused on the microbiome because it's beyond our purview. We've sort of taken the tact of looking at what's going on with this diet in terms of promoting inflammation and how that is, how the DHA is actually attenuating the inflammatory response in the liver. And let me just speak to that. What DHA does or appears to do is it does not reduce the blood levels of endotoxin. Does not in our Western diet-induced model. But what it does do is, and it does so very effectively, is it basically shuts down or attenuates the capacity of the liver to respond to endotoxin and probably other kinds of microbial components arising from the gut. Now, keep in mind that, you know, you can have leaky gut contributing to some of this, but there's also, it's a crazy phenomena, but, you know, these bacteria do, in fact, produce lipid-soluble materials, and those lipid-soluble materials are just packaged in the lipid particles in the gut, chylomicron, that are circulated in the that go into the circulation. So, you know, there's breakdown products and there are maybe some bacterial components that are floating around the circulation that are contributing to the inflammation.
Yeah.
But in our studies, it points to an inhibition of the capacity of those agents to promote inflammation in the liver.
Interesting. This is so interesting. Okay. I want to take our first commercial break. When we come back, I want to start to focus in on the study. I want to learn the design of the study and what you learned from it. We're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
DJ Ray, Dancefloor Ray, everybody ready?
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Donald Jump. He is with he's a professor of molecular nutrition and diabetes research over at the same lab with the School of Biological and Population Health Sciences at Oregon State University. So with this discussion, we'd like to know, how was this research designed?
Well, we had carried out a earlier study where we did a comparison, actually, and a prevention study of DHA and EPA. These are two common omega-3 fatty acids that are found in oily fish. They are found in supplements. And they are used clinically to treat dyslipidemia, particularly hypertriglyceridemia. There are companies that actually have very high quality EPA or EPA DHA combinations for treating hypertriglyceridemia. So We did a comparative study, and this was actually based on previous studies in our laboratory that suggested that there were differences in how EPA and DHA actually worked in the liver, which is interesting considering they're in the same pathway. Anyway, that study showed us that that if we put mice that are called the LDL receptor knockout mouse,
mm-hmm.
It turns out to be a very good model for looking at fatty liver disease, and put them on a Western diet. And a Western diet is a diet that's moderately high, about 40-43% fat, about 40-42% carbohydrate, with over half of that as simple sugar, like sucrose, and it is modestly high in cholesterol. So the Western diet is a diet that basically is associated with the obesity epidemic in the U.S. So we put these mice on that particular diet, and they get fat, and they develop fatty liver disease. And the longer you go, the worse it gets. And we did this comparative study between EPA and DHA, and we found that DHA was more effective than EPA in preventing the onset of the steatosis, or the fattiness in the liver, the inflammation, and the fibrosis. So with that background, we had a model to look at this disease process where we could induce the disease and then have an impact of these omega-3s on the process of that progression of that disease. So in the current study, the one that was just published, it was basically asking the question of whether you could actually stop progression of the disease in animals with pre-existing disease. Now, this is clinically relevant to the obese individual because they're going to present with obesity as well as fatty liver disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want to get it stopped and not let it go all the way to cirrhosis or hepatocellular cancer. So what we did in that study, we had two basic studies. And the first study is called the blockade arm. And so we made the animals fat. We created the disease in the animals by keeping them on the Western diet. We fed them this Western diet for 22 weeks. So they were fat. They had clear evidence of disease based on analysis of the liver. They were fatty. They were fibrotic. They were inflamed. And then we switched those mice to a diet with DHA. So we kept some animals on the same Western diet, and we switched a second group, to a Western diet supplemented with DHA. And we let them go out for 2 months. And then we ask, okay, is there any change in the hepatic profile or the blood lipids or whatever? And I should point out that the amount of DHA that we are using in these studies,
right,
is at a level that is similar to the level a patient would take to treat hypertriglyceridemia.
So that's so like what, like 800 milligrams a day?
800 milligrams to a gram a day.
Okay.
So it's pretty low, 2% of the total calories. So it's not a lot of calories. And so after this period of treatment, we then looked at the animals, did a whole series of studies on them. But the bottom line of it was that the livers of the mice that were on the DHA were smaller, had less lipid, had less inflammation, and had lower fibrosis than the mice that had were kept on the Western diet without the DHA. In other words, the disease essentially stopped at 22 weeks, even though the mice were on the Western diet for another 8 weeks.
That's amazing.
I'm clear on that, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's startling to me because this is not a heroic effort for someone to just start taking a fish oil cap or. Okay. So I want to ask you about something. I want to stay with dose
right
for a second.
Right.
We did a show a couple years ago that showed that when you consume a bolus of a fatty fish or even a fish oil supplement in a less predictable pattern, that the body does different things with those fatty acids than if you get it daily. There seems to be some magic from an evolutionary perspective in abundance and scarcity and what it switches on and off inside the body. So research shows that if you take a fish oil supplement daily, the body will actually use more of it as an energy substrate than send it into cells where it belongs and could do all these magic things, as opposed to like if you take a couple boluses of it three times a week, which parallels the way we would eat fish. You know, most of us are not going to eat fish every day, but we're going to eat fish two or three times a week if we are fish eaters. And so we're getting this bolus. If you have a nice 8-ounce piece of salmon, I mean, there's a lot of omega 3 fats in there. Especially if it's Copper River salmon, by the way. But do we know if it's actually more beneficial to be more erratic but take higher doses two or three times a week as opposed to taking a dose daily, which is prescribed for dyslipidemia?
Well, again, as you just said, that for dyslipidemia or hypertriglyceridemia, it's a dose daily. It's a daily dose of, I think, up to about 4 grams a day. Mm-hmm. That's my recollection.
Okay.
And what I can tell you is that there is a pathway that these long-chain fatty acids will activate. It's a pathway that promotes fatty acid oxidation, as well as triglyceride breakdown. Excuse me. And so the longer you take them, that pathway gets induced.
Mm.
So there is these very long-chain fatty acids exist at the end of a metabolic pathway. Okay, so If you think about plant omega-3s, alpha-linolenic acid, that enters a metabolic pathway that's converted many steps eventually to EPA and then up to DHA. DHA, when you get to the EPA and DHA step, those two fatty acids can actually function as feedback inhibitors on the production of polyunsaturated fatty acids.
Wow.
They also function as inhibitors of fatty acid synthesis from carbohydrates. So the longer you take these things, you decrease the capacity of the cell to convert carbohydrate to fats, and you promote the oxidation of fats.
What you're also talking about here has whole body implications. I mean, we're focused on the liver, but think about what you just said a second ago. That it inhibits the conversion of carbohydrates to fatty acids, which is probably the reason the Western diet makes us fat. And it's because of the high carbohydrate load that then gets converted to fats and stored as fat.
Well, that's part of the story. But it's probably more complicated than that, because DHA is a pretty remarkable, with DHA, EPA, these characters are pretty remarkable because they're nutrients and they do a lot of different things. And they have a lot of different molecular mechanisms. And I've just given you a couple. By which they work. So getting back to your original question, should you just take this as a bolus every now and then, or should you take it every day? In our preclinical study, the animals have it in their diet, and so then when they eat, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
We are not administering it like a gavage, largely because that's so much stress on both the mouse and the investigator, and it's very passive, and the animals like the diet.
Yeah, yeah.
They, believe it or not, mice really like the Western diet. I think humans would like it as well.
Well, but from an evolutionary perspective, it makes sense because it's nutrient dense, and it stimulates hormones that increase lipogenesis. And from an evolutionary standpoint, that is very beneficial because the body thinks we have famine coming someday. We need all the fat. But in the Western diet, famine never comes. So you just keep making more fat. That's what you do.
It encourages the production of fat, and it encourages the storage of fat. So here we are basically cutting down on the liver's capacity to make the fat and store the fat. And so too much fat in the liver promotes a phenomenon called lipotoxicity, a lot of mitochondrial overload, production of oxidative stress. All these things are promoting the onset of that disease, and by cutting down on the fat level in the liver, you cut down on the factors that promote the disease.
Yeah. I want to take a quick commercial break. I've got lots more questions. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to questketo.com to order your meals today. Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts, take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Donald Jump. We're talking about DHA, a specific omega-3 fatty acid, and its ability to protect the liver from developing a lot of the maladies that occur in the obese population as their hepatic landscape changes and leads more to disease states. So these changes happen pretty quickly. I may have not made the notes right. Did you say this was 12 weeks that the little rodents were doing this?
Well, the mice were put on the Western diet for 22 weeks.
Okay.
And then at that time, they were switched to a diet that either contained DHA or did not contain DHA.
Okay.
And then they were taken out for another 8 weeks. So that's 22 and 8, 30 weeks altogether. So it is, everything happens faster in a mouse.
Yeah, I know. They die sooner, too.
They do. They do. Yeah. We wouldn't have, yeah. Yeah. But, yes.
It does happen fast. These changes happen fast.
Yeah, well, I think, again, you know, DHA has the, we had done studies a very, very long time ago looking at the how rapid an omega-3 fatty acids in fish oil could affect liver gene expression. Ooh. This goes back to like 1993. Two meals of an omega-3 fatty acid is enough to suppress fatty acid synthesis in the liver. Two meals.
Why aren't, well, I'm frustrated when I hear this kind of stuff, right? And the reason, yeah, I'm frustrated is, and maybe you are too, but you've had to temper your frustration. But when I hear things like this, and I think about the number of people out there who have NAFLD and NASH and all these other acronyms that we just casually throw around about a population of people whose lives are going to be shortened because of these particular hepatic changes, that this kind of news isn't being shouted from the rooftops and clinicians aren't going, you know, until you get your weight under control, you need to start taking fish oil supplements. You know, they can. They got the, what's that one that they prescribe, doctors can prescribe? It's an ethyl ester, which is not as good as the traditional triglyceride-bound omega-3s.
Lovaza,
yeah, yeah. I mean, doctors could be going, look, until you get this straightened out, I mean, your liver enzyme's a little whacked out right now, we're going to put you on Lovaza.
Right. That has been used in clinical trials. There is a, it's called the Welcome Study. It has been used, and the data is that, and I can't give you the details. It's in the literature. It was a British study. But the patients that were on Lovaza had a, and they were all diagnosed with NAFLD, that there was a reduction in liver fat. But there was no major impact on fibrosis per se. So, which is interesting, but if you read the details in the paper, there may have been some issues of compliance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and also, I would be remiss if I didn't say this, because we've actually talked about this specifically on shows.
Yeah.
That Lovaza is not as effective at conveying the benefits of omega-3 fatty acid supplements like fish oil because it's an ethyl esterified form, and it's not as efficient. It just isn't. It just doesn't do all of the good things that just plain old fish oil tablets do, or a piece of salmon. So that's a whole other issue. So what can people who are listening to this show who are moderately to more so obese, There are a lot of foods out there that have omega-3s in significant enough quantities to have an impact on their diet. Is it simple enough to just say to them, look, you need to start eating? And by the way, the discussion even becomes more difficult when you talk about salmon, because farm-raised salmon doesn't have the high omega-3s that wild salmon does. But is it easy enough for them to just start eating salmon once a day?
Well, let me tell you something about farmed salmon. Interestingly, salmon are like humans, that they will not do very well in processing the 18-carbon omega-3 to the very long-chain carbon omega-3. So for the farm-raised salmon to have omega-3s like the 22-carbon omega-3s, they get a supplement. So farm-raised salmon are supplemented.
How sad. I mean, to me, that's it. I mean, could wild salmon eat plankton and they eat other fish and they get their omega-3s from nature?
Well, let's go back on that. The wild salmon do get their omega-3s, the long-chain fatty acids, long-chain omega-3s from nature, but that is a process that goes up the food chain from the phytoplankton to zooplankton to krill.
Right.
And krill to somebody else, and then the salmon get in there and
right.
They load up.
Yeah, they're concentrated. And they get
that really nice carotenoid in there that gives them that sort of orangey color.
Yes.
Which is an antioxidant.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so let's talk about the foods that contain significant amounts of omega-3s before we talk about supplementation. Salmon, mackerel, right. Tuna. Sardines. I'm reading this right from your paper, actually.
To a lesser extent,
poultry, liver, egg yolks, and some types of algae. But let's talk about egg yolks for a second. I eat, on average, a half a dozen raw eggs a day and have done so for years. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of research out there that now shows that if you're going to eat eggs, you should eat them sunny side up at worst and not hard boiled, because the fats and the cholesterol change from heating. We just did a show a few months ago that talks about the fact that you can actually create trans fats in any oil or any fat if you heat it frequently enough and high enough.
That's true, particularly the omega-3s and DHA. It is the most highly unsaturated fatty acid that I'm aware of, and it is subject to oxidation very, very quickly. The oxidized derivatives. And this is it gets a little crazy, but DHA can be enzymatically oxidized where it's still a 22-carbon fatty acid, and it can have bioeffective effects. It can be anti-inflammatory and pro-resolution after an inflammatory response. It can be converted to non-enzymatically to oxidized derivatives that may not have any effect, or they may have a deleterious effect, but that's an area that's still under investigation.
Oh, interesting. So it's much more complicated than we think it is.
As everything is
in the human body.
I'm afraid once you get into the polyunsaturated fatty acid business, you find that they are basically substrates for a large number of oxidized lipids that are enzymatically generated and non-enzymatically generated. And they have big effects on the body. Eicosanoids are an example.
Mm-hmm.
There's a simple drug, been out there for a zillion years, called aspirin. It basically inhibits eicosanoid production from arachidonic acid, which is a omega-6 polyunsaturated fatty acid. And we take aspirin to deal with headaches.
Right.
Pain.
Interesting. What about supplementation? This is a murky area, because in the past few months, and I'm sure you're aware of this, there have been lots of organizations like Labdoor.com and EWG and these other companies that are taking, because fish oil, for those of you who don't know this, fish oil supplements are the number one selling supplement in America today. I think last year's total sales was somewhere around $1.6 billion in fish oil supplements. This is a huge, huge, huge market. And like most categories, when they become that big, they attract people who want to get into the business, who
are maybe looking at price only and not doing the right thing. The way fish oil is handled is critical. I think it was Labdoor.com that did, they just went out on shelves and picked stuff up and tested it. And they said, you know, 80% of the stuff that they tested was rancid. And a large majority of it is sitting on shelves. It's not in refrigerators. How do you recommend a fish oil supplement to somebody who wants to take advantage of this research? What do you tell them?
Read the label.
Yeah. But I don't think the labels tell the whole story, Doc. I don't.
It doesn't tell the story, but there is also another little thing on the bottle. Usually it's called USP. And that is indicating that it's being produced under U.S.
Pharmacopoeia
conditions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pharmacopoeia. And that's good. And honestly, the fish oil area is a movable feast. It's highly variable. We have looked at, again, done the same kind of thing, going down to our grocery store here and pulled off various fish oil supplements and just looked at them. And first of all, fish oil is a large number of different kinds of fatty acids, as well as some other lipid-soluble materials.
Right.
And if you're looking for the really beneficial fatty acids, you really want DHA and or EPA. Those are the ones that you want to go after. But in our story, we like the role of DHA in the management of fatty liver disease because our data supports the use of DHA. And the studies in children support the use of DHA. So read the label very carefully and purchase supplements from companies that have been in business a long time. And there are several that make a good product, but I wouldn't go with fish oil when it says fish oil per se. I would go with something that is telling you EPA or DHA or something of that sort. But in this case, there are certain companies that make a product that's probably 60, 70, 80% DHA, and then online you can get a form of DHA that is produced in algae. That's about 40% DHA as a triglyceride. Mm-hmm. That's the DHA product that was used in the children's studies that were done overseas. It's a very good product. I'm not sure if I can mention what these products are.
I mean, if you want to, you can, but I don't know if they want you to. But you're welcome to mention it because my audience will go out and get it. You know.
No. Well, I'm thinking of Life's DHA. Okay. I think it's available online.
Okay.
It was made by Martek. Martek was purchased by DSM. So you know how that goes.
Right. Right.
And another product that is a little bit more widespread is from Nordic Naturals.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent company.
Yeah,
makes
I love
DHA.
Them. Yeah.
And I think that product is about 80%, 70, 80%. Now, these things are packaged into capsules. And I think one of the points that you bring up is a really important one. Because, again, these oils are very susceptible to oxidation. So they have to be packaged in these gelatin-like capsules that preclude oxygen transfer across that surface,
mm-hmm.
and also with some antioxidants. So there has to be some antioxidant in there to protect those guys
really?
For the duration. And they are produced under non-oxygen conditions.
Right.
So they are packaged in containers that do not have, that probably have a very low oxygen content. Doing all that, you've got a reasonable product that has a reasonable lifetime on the shelf.
You know, it's funny you say that because many years ago I looked at introducing an omega-3 supplement on the show that the show was going to be involved in. And, of course, you know, people go to China and they'll sell you these omega-3 capsules. But the way they're handled and they're out in, you know, room temperature all the time and we had a couple tested. And they were bad. They were rancid. I mean, they were terrible. So you really do have to be careful where you get your omega-3s. And really, I want to buy the ones, like, there's this one health food store that I go to, and I used to buy Carlson's, because I like to just take a couple tablespoons of it. I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept the Carlson's in the fridge. And they claim that in between stores, they're shipped cold. And that alone, keeping it cold from manufacturing to the customer is critical. I want to ask you one other question before we wrap up this interview. There are a lot of people out there who, for whatever reason, don't want to take fish oil. It could be because they're vegans or whatever. And they turn to plant-based, quote-unquote, omega-3s.
Yes.
They're not as effective, are they?
They aren't as effective. Humans, like salmon, are very inefficient in converting alpha-linolenic acid to the very long-chain DHA. They're only about 4% of what you take in is ever really converted. The rest
wow.
of it goes elsewhere. It gets oxidized, goes to fat. It just doesn't get to the bitter end, and that's what you want to do. And again, this is a very fascinating pathway from ALA to eventually DHA. The whole pathway is subject to feedback control. You get to the product at the end of the pathway shuts down everything in between. So it shuts as you make more DHA, you shut down the conversion of ALA to DHA. It's just not, oh, I take more DHA and I'm going to get more DHA. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
So it's there's a lot of biological control going on here in humans and in rodents and in fish. Now, the other thing that you may not be aware of, interesting thing about DHA, is that when you take DHA and then you look at the lipids in your blood and the lipids in the liver, you find that you've increased the amount of EPA, which is the 20-carbon version.
Really?
Yeah. So what you're getting is two for the price of one. And so you're getting the benefits of EPA in what it does, and you're getting the benefits of DHA in what it does. And keeping in mind...
By just taking by focusing on the DHA.
Correct. So DHA is the one that accumulates in tissues, that accumulates in your brain and your eyes, your retina. It represents 50% of all the fatty acids in your retina. It's amazing. But in the liver, it's much lower. It's about 5 to 8% of the total fatty acid population in the liver. But if you take DHA, you'll get EPA. If you just take EPA, you will get very little increase in DHA.
If you take them both, which is how they naturally occur, is there any effect of the EPA downregulating the storage of DHA or any negative feedback, and does it affect those pathways in any way that would be unfavorable?
Yeah. There is, without getting too technical, there is an enzymatic step between EPA and DHA that is inhibited by both of those fatty acids. That's why taking DHA is the better strategy as opposed to taking EPA.
Okay, do you supplement? And if so, do you focus just on DHA?
I take the DHA from Nordic Naturals, and I do supplement, yes.
Now, do you also eat fish? Are you someone who likes fish?
I'm afraid I'm a salmonaholic.
Good for you. God bless you. That's wonderful.
I live here on the West Coast. We have fresh salmon all the time.
Yeah. You're lucky.
Yeah, we're spoiled.
Lucky guys. I eat salmon probably three times a week. I love salmon, and I get my salmon from Vital Choice, and it's sockeye salmon right from Alaska, flash frozen on the ship. I mean, I know I'm shamelessly plugging them right now, but they have the best salmon delivered to your door at prices that I would pay if I went to Whole Foods. I mean, or the local grocery store. It's the same price.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Well, we can go down to a local seaport here and pick up the salmon fresh off the ship.
Okay, stop showing off, okay? Here I'm in landlocked Kentucky here. The closest thing I have to water is this muddy thing they call the Ohio River, where ever since they started throwing car batteries in there in the 50s, the catfish have gotten bigger. So that's the extent of my fish availability. Okay,
right.
So what do you hope both clinician and lay people take away from this research?
I think that, to me, a layperson or a physician should realize that if you have a patient that presents with fatty streaks by ultrasound or something of that sort, enlarged liver, hepatomegaly, and they're obese, that taking a DHA supplement and getting it up to a gram, a couple grams a day, that they may be able to prevent that getting worse to become an inflamed liver and then preventing the fibrosis as a result of tissue destruction, that wound healing process, and basically stopping the progression of it to cirrhosis and hepatocellular cancer. It's a simple, simple remedy.
Man, it makes so much sense.
But I will tell you that there are many, many drug companies out there that are trying to develop highly targeted drugs that will target very specific events associated with this disease. So, you know, that's a strategy.
Yeah, but you look, I'm going to say this. I don't expect you to say this. But we all know that those types of drugs end up with a list of side effects, or let's say unwanted effects for the one wanted effect. And you can turn to something like fish oil capsules or just eat salmon three times a week. I mean, that is so much more sensible.
Right. Well, let's go back to the supplement issue because I think it's an important issue that I may not have said, that the Life's DHA is made from algae, which means it's vegan.
Yeah, okay. Vegan approved. There you go. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, but for the rest of us who like fish, good. Or if you have a fish allergy, go with the vegan stuff.
And interestingly enough, we have a sponsor that makes a product called Bio Superfood that is some of the most purest forms of algae. It's like seven different types of algae in there, and it's very, very high in DHA. I got to call them and ask them if they have a DHA content listing for their supplement because I didn't see it on the bottle before this interview. So, Listen, it's really been great having you on the show. I love this kind of information. You're doing fantastic work. And I hope as new stuff comes out, now that you know it's pretty painless to do an interview here, you come back on the air.
Oh, I'd love to. It's been very, very nice, and I really enjoyed the discussion.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to update you on what's going on with Facebook Live. Stay tuned.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So I had intended on doing a Facebook Live for the first half hour today with Dr. J, but we couldn't get his camera to work right. And what I've decided to do is I'm just going to do select interviews for now with Facebook Live until we get all the bugs worked out of this, and I want to do some things with the studio. But I really need your help. I really, really need your help. I need people to share these videos. I mean, just click it and share it. That's all I'm asking you to do. Because I'm trying to use Facebook Live as a way to reach new people, people who aren't getting this message. And I can't do it without you, the audience. So if you really do appreciate the show, I'm asking you to help a brother out. And whenever you see a Facebook Live event, just share it. That's all I'm asking. There's no Casual Friday tomorrow. There's probably not going to be a Casual Friday for a few weeks until Elisa gets adjusted to her new title and position. And then we are planning on bringing Casual Friday back. We will most likely tape it live on like a Wednesday night and then release it on Friday for all the people who didn't want to listen live. And the people who listen live, we're going to give shout outs. It's going to be on Facebook Live. We'll take questions and comments. It's going to be a real, it's going to evolve to be probably one of the most exciting shows that we do. So that means I won't hear from you or see you till Monday. Well, I can't see you anyway, but you know what I mean, figuratively speaking. But we have great shows for next week, so I hope you can tune in live. And if you can't, there's always the podcast. Thanks so much for listening today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat.